Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Om Na. This week's channeled message is from Master Lanto, entitled Be a Pioneer of the New Earth Ascension. Dear and gentle souls of the light, I greet you with honor and truth. I am Master Lanto, an ascended master and Shohan of the sixth ray of light, replacing Master Jesus in overseeing this sacred expression of the Creator. I come to you with the purpose of encouraging you to enhance and discover the light of your being while also intensifying your inner devotion. Upon the earth, you are moving from fear into love, from darkness into light, from duality into oneness. This is such an amazing transformational process that is occurring within your being and projecting into your reality. Such transformations require you to be gentle, loving, and patient with yourself. You will see aspects of yourself emerging from within your being and from within others. You may dislike what you recognize emerging, but there is a need to not take the tremendous releasing process occurring so personally. Do not allow yourself to become attached to what emerges from within you, whether it is of a negative or positive vibration. The greatest tool that can be used at this time of ascension is observation. When energies or even your perspective shifts from darkness to light or negative to positive within your being, this signifies a great clearing and a deep awakening of the Creator. The emergence may be habits from your past or pain from past lifetimes. It is important to value each realization of yourself, actions, and perspectives as powerful and treasured shifts into the New Earth Ascension. We are all existing in the New Earth Ascension now. This symbolizes there is now the opportunity to experience complete and absolute love in your reality and as your reality. It has never been so obtainable to exist in love eternally upon the earth. It is a supreme and great gift to be given and to accept from the Creator and Mother Earth. You have been granted such an experience because you contracted to be a pioneer of love, peace, truth, and fulfillment on the earth. There are always souls who are required to pave the way in new phases of ascension, to demonstrate to others how one can utilize the tools, gifts, and possibilities of the new phase. There is a need for pioneers to clear away all the unwanted energy of the past, so false beliefs and vibrations of previous eras do not contaminate the new phase. You are now a pioneer for the New Earth Ascension. You consented to be here at this time with your awareness and divine spiritual abilities to move the consciousness of humanity and the earth into the central vibration of the New Earth Ascension. We realize that the New Earth Ascension may be a new experience, a time to exist in love of the Creator without fear, judgment, suffering, or pain. Because it is a new experience, it seems therefore unknown. Uncertainty and unfamiliar energies can cause suffering and confusion. Therefore, you have been selected as a pioneer of the new earth ascension to move yourself, reality, perspective, and all that you recognize yourself to be into the central core of love, to experience the abundance of the Creator's love, therefore demonstrating to others the purpose of this phase of ascension and the joys that can be experienced. It is important to remember that love is the most familiar energy to your soul. Fear may feel familiar and secure. It is a false creation which has no foundations from which you can accelerate into the soul of the Creator. Observation allows you to realize the energies that are truly familiar to you and those that are false and unnourishing. If you allow yourself to observe all experiences, not allowing yourself to become attached to the light or to the fear, you will then be able to make your choices and take action from a place of balance and neutral ground. This will fill your being with contentment and an aspect of completion as we move from fear into love. Balance is always required. The balance will continue to be of importance once you have accessed the New Earth Ascension and the New Earth Ascension Blueprint. There is such potential in the New Earth Ascension. It is like a treasure chest awaiting to be opened. You have already explored one era extensively, collecting all the valuable treasures and lessons of growth. Now there is a need to discover the treasure and valuable lessons of the New Earth Ascension. Currently, you are all still in transition, adjusting to the energetic frequency and vibrational change, while also overseeing the transitions within your body and being. There will come a time when you are then ready to experience the abundance of the New Earth Ascension. You will recognize this time. You may feel clear and strong in your energies, peaceful in your mind, love constantly in your heart, and the truth of the Creator emanating from your being into your aura. At this time, love will truly explode into your life. The love of the Creator will bathe you completely. Because of your preparation, you will be able to recognize this true integration with the core of the New Earth Ascension. It may feel like you are being blessed with overwhelming love in abundance in all areas of your reality and being. The New Earth Ascension is just the start, like a foundation of the Creator that will open you up extensively to the experience of the Creator. It is a powerful marker in the fact that it heralds a time of experience of the truth of the Creator. You have always been experiencing the Creator, but now you are able to experience the truth of the Creator. It is important to realize that everything, whether negative or positive, holds the vibration of the Creator. This does not necessarily mean it is the truth of the Creator. Once you adjust and merge with the new phase, you will have the opportunity to experience the truth of the Creator. The new Earth Ascension will act as a powerful foundation as you explore new phases. You will also not have to wait so long for new phases to dawn, such as the phase of peace, golden platinum phase, the phase of soul power, the phase of divine truth, the phase of unique love, will enter your consciousness as levels of experience and integration of the truth of the Creator. Seek the Creator. Every day allow yourself to seek a beautiful and loving experience of the Creator. Seek a moment being embraced in the love of the Creator. Observe the beauty of the Creator, recognizing the truth of the Creator. Seek this moment of experience alone, with loved ones, in nature, with animals, or with strangers. First, let yourself observe and release any expectations you may hold when you contemplate an experience of the Creator in your everyday life. Through observation of yourself and the shifts you are experiencing, you no longer believe the energies of fear or negativity to be you. Simply an overflow from past eras. With attachments released, you will then discover there are powerful energies within your being, such as your light and your devotion. I, Master Lanto, can share with you in truth that your devotion to the Creator is strong, because you are on the earth experiencing and seeking all that is the Creator on behalf of the Creator. Your devotion does not need to be built in this lifetime, because it emerges from the moment of release from the womb of the Creator into your journey of ascension. Your devotion is your driving force to return to all that is the Creator. It only needs to be recognized in this lifetime and enhanced. Your devotion does not mean you will always hide away from others contemplating the Creator. It means you will awaken a constant and secure alignment and attunement with the Creator, which is unwavering and fortifying. Your light is akin to the aura of all the divine and sacred qualities and awareness that exists within your being. Your light was born when you emerged from the womb of the Creator. Your light is a representative and a combination of your power and the holy truths held within your being. Your light is your shield, your nourishment, and acts as a representative of yourself and soul. If your light represents your power and truth, while your devotion represents your sacred connection with the Creator, you can be aware you have two powerful tools to support you in this time of awakening. Now is the time to access your light and devotion to steer you into the core of love. Your light will always illuminate your way, while your devotion will direct and guide you in the correct direction. You are never alone or helpless. You are equipped on this journey with all you require to be a pioneer of the new Earth Ascension phase, encouraging others to do the same. The emergence of devotion and light. I wish to share a practice to support you in connecting with and realizing your light and devotion. Allow yourself to gain a meditative state. I call upon Master Lanto to be present with me, supporting my greater awakening to my light and devotion within. Please, Master Lanto, place your energetic hands upon the base of my spine and the back of my heart chakra, enthusing my entire chakra column with your consciousness and energy vibration. I know you hold high and pure frequencies of light and devotion. I accept your sharing with me and experience a deep integration with your energy. I am devotion. I am light. I clear my entire being of all that hinders and blocks my experience of my devotion and light, allowing the birthing and awakening of my devotion and light into my current reality and being. I now allow myself to recognize, observe, and experience my divine light and devotion. Thank you. Remember, all aspects of your being are sacred. So imagine that from the base of your spine, the energy of your light and devotion is born into your entire being, filling every cell and awareness with supreme, powerfully emanating light and a deep sense of devotion for the Creator. This is also a deep clearing, purification, and empowerment for your being. Just focus on your breathing for as long as you wish. With radiant light and my constant support, I am Master Lanto.